The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works may not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay, so what words that express feelings you heard?
Jealousy.
Jealousy, very good. Do you remember how it came about? What were they talking about? Who was jealous of whom? Anybody remembers?
The police were jealous of Jesus' apostles.
Very good. The council of the temple, the Jewish temple, like the big leaders, like the Pope and all the cardinals at that time, you know, for the Jewish people, they were jealous of the apostles of Jesus. What other feelings you heard?
I heard that they were afraid of being stoned by the crowd.
Very good. That they were afraid of being stoned by the crowd. Who was afraid?
The guards,
the soldiers, very good. What about in the gospel? Did you hear any words that express feelings? How about you guys back there? You remember any words? What was the first sentence in the gospel? For God, so blank the world that he gave his only Son. What's the blank? For God so
loved.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Any other feelings? You heard words of feelings in the gospel towards the end of the gospel?
Scared?
I didn't hear scared. Maybe it was there. Let's see back there.
They found out that the prisoners were teaching at the temple.
Okay, they found out the prisoners teaching the temple. What kind of feeling is that? Okay, they were surprised, right? Because let's just imagine if you're in prison and you get to escape, will you go back to the same place where they caught you? They will catch you? No, right? You'll probably get out of town. But they went back to the temple where the soldiers were and they were teaching. So obviously that was surprising for them. What other feelings were there? There's one more word.
Hatred,
right? The soldiers, the person who doesn't like the light, the person who do evil things, they hate the light. So they stay away from the light. So we had jealousy, we had fear, And we had hatred, which are all negative feelings, right? Because sometimes feelings makes us do things that are not good. But also, as opposite to those feelings, we had love. God so loved the world. God was not jealous of the world. God did not hate us. And God was not afraid of us to come and become one like us. Even to come as a baby so he can be totally dependent on us because of love. These are the qualities of the people who live in darkness. Usually they're afraid, they do bad things, they're jealous, they're not happy with themselves, they hate others. But the one who lives in the light is the one who loves. And who is the light of the world? Jesus, very good. That's why we have this Easter candle. This Easter candle is meant to remind us about Jesus. He is the light of the world. On Easter, on Saturday night, before Easter Sunday, we come into the church and the church is in darkness. And the only light will be the light of the Easter candle. We light it outside, then we bring it into the church. Now imagine you're in a dark room. And suddenly you see a light of a candle. What would you feel if you're in a dark room all by yourself?
You're with God.
Okay, but if you're just in a dark room, what your feelings would be?
I'd feel scared.
Okay, you'll be afraid, right? And what's your tendency to do if you see a light suddenly appears? What would you do?
Go to the light.
Exactly. Go to the light because the light makes us feel safer because we can see what we're doing, where we're going, what's in the room, what's around us. And that's what Easter is all about, is to remind us to always go towards the light, Jesus. And we do this by coming to Mass because we hear the words of Jesus, then we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. We do it when we pray. We go to Jesus if we are sometimes fear afraid or sometimes maybe we feel jealousy. So the light can drive away those negative feelings. And obviously, we always can come to Jesus because we know he's risen from the dead and he is with us here, although he went to heaven. But he gave us the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us towards the light. So Jesus is the light of the world, and God loved us so much that instead of leaving us living in darkness, he sent us Jesus so we can find a way to heaven.